Isaiah 5 verse 20 says, woe unto them that call evil good and good evil. Right? How many have the nerve and the audacity to call speaking in tongues of the devil? How dare you? And how dare they stand there and say the Holy Trinity is the holy thing, and you are Antichrist if you speak out against the Trinity. Woe unto them that call evil good and good evil, that put darkness for light and light for darkness, that put bitter for sweet and sweet for bitter. Woe unto them that are wise in their own eyes and prudent in their own sight. Woe unto them that are mighty to drink wine, men of strength to mingle strong drink. Oh, we've mingled up with the drink, all right. We're right into the devil's, right up to our eyeballs. We don't even need alcohol anymore. We got the spirits pure. Verse 23 would justify the wicked for reward, to take away the righteous of the righteousness of the righteous from him. Therefore, as the fire devoureth the stubble and the flame consumeth the chaff, so their root shall be as rottenness, and their blossom shall go up as dust, because they have cast away the law of the Lord of hosts and despised the word of the Holy One of Israel. Therefore, as the Lord, anger of the Lord kindled against his people. And he stretched forth his hand against them and had smitten them, and the hills did tremble, and their carcasses were torn in the midst of the streets. For all this, his anger is not turned away, but his hand is stretched out still. If God spared not the Jews from judgment, be careful that he spare not you from the sure judgment that's going to come, if you do not turn from your wicked ways. Romans 11. There is a deep arrogance. There is a very deep arrogance. Romans 11, verse 20 to 21. Hey, 22.
Man, let's just read.
Well, Joyce, because of the Lord, he leads us and guides us, and thou standest us on that path, we will bless others in Jesus' name, for the Lamb of God is
God
great,
not spared,
and greatly to be
God
worshipped and praised, if we lift up our hearts unto thee, Lord Jesus, as we rejoice in the goodness
behold,
of thy
therefore,
word, and
the
of thy
goodness,
salvation,
of God,
and
Lord
which fell severity,
and mighty
toward
is the
thee,
Lord
goodness,
our God,
our Redeemer, our Holy One,
the Lord Jesus is his name, the Captain of the
Amen. Jesus said one thing was really important, which really sticks out right now. When the apostles were asking him, Lord, when shall these things be? When Jesus said, there will not be one stone left upon another. And he said something that's really unique, is really befitting right now. And he said to them, until the times of the Gentiles be at an end. In other words, he said the judgment that was coming on the Jews, when the time of the Gentiles would be at an end, would he put his hand to his people. We are in the transition place. We brought upon ourselves the very, very, very thing that the Jews brought upon themselves. Just forget about it.
And yea, saith God, thou knowest that those things which thou hast learned, thou hast
and now we have
yea,
a judgment
God,
that is coming upon
the
Gentiles.
The shall I not lead thee unto the place that I would have for thee to go, which is my will and my purpose for thee?
The times
surely
of the Gentiles
God,
are at an end.
And
if they're at an end,
I shall work those things.
What is
going
to happen to us?
And yea, saith God, I shall mold thee and shape thee and fashion thee.
There is an arrogance amongst the people of God. They don't think this will ever happen. They think everything is going like so. We turn on and we see just the same as Martin Luther's day. We see way back in the Apostles' day. All the stuff that is going on, all the stuff, all into Baalism and all the other things. And we're saying, oh, it's everything is just sweet and everything is rosy. We're all really united. We're all walking hand in hand down the road now. Well, I think we're supposed to be united with God's Word. You know, if you unite flesh with flesh, you still got flesh.
Gone through many trials and tribulations. Though it seemeth unto thee to be failure.
We're still doing contrary to his word. He says, worship him in spirit, we worship him in the flesh. He says, worship one Lord, we have three. He says, walk in his gifts, they find their own gifts. Opposite to the word. He says, do his works, they come up with their own works. Right down to their own miracles, signs, and lying wonders. Until the Lord says, I've had enough.
But
there's no remedy but the past judgment.
For my purposes,
when there's no remedy, means
And that thou shalt
there's nothing left for him to do. He's done everything possible to bring his people back, and they won't listen.
For these are the trials of your faith, and these are the determinings of that
what's
which
next?
I shall work.
Well,
in
he says, I got maybe one more.
I'll
pass judgment on
him,
and he'll put the church on its knees,
God,
big time.
Do
you know that North America has never had a real move yet?
And as the ways that the
I've seen every other country and so many other places. I'll say Western civilization,
God,
I'm talking about some of Europe too, has never experienced the moves like the other places.
And
everybody's saying, our turn is coming. Yes, our turn is coming.
I shall make thee able. And yea, saith
look
God,
at Africa and what it went through.
Do walk in those things that I have
and
taught
oh, they're really happy now they got the gospel.
Lord, and the place where
I would be too.
To, and thou shalt
after coming
that
through
thou
that hell.
Done the
I look at the Soviet Union.
And hath accomplished
and I look at that hell that those people went through. They're coming to the gospel.
Show it unto thee. And it shall be
I look at third world countries and I say,
amen.
You know what?
Glory be to the Lord. Let us rejoice in him. Blessed
what
is the Lord our God, greatly to be praised and worshipped art thou, Lord. Surely the Lord is great and he is mighty. And he is our God, our Redeemer. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name as we lift up our hearts and our voices unto thee, Lord Jesus. For thou art a great and a mighty God. Amen. If you won't take the remedy to cure you, and make you healthy again, then you're going to seal your own fate. And I think we should pay attention. Because it's going to be upon our own head. Turn me to Acts chapter 7. It's our final one.
But I am not that far faith, the Lord, that I do not reach out to thee. For thou hast shown me mine faith, the Lord, and thou shalt touch each other with thine heart.
I think we really got to seek the Lord. I think we really got to put away those things that are offensive, and we know. You know, we give it, oh, I've been kind of, oh, I'm going to, I'll do it. Well, you know, I'll get to it. And well, you know, I'll, no, start dealing with it now. Don't wait for next week. Don't wait for tomorrow. You start doing with your stuff now. You start dealing with the things now because Christ wants us now. He don't want us next week. Deal with those issues. Get your heart right into the things. And just don't think, well, I walk in all the